I was wondering if you could talk about, I need to talk a little bit about the editing process and how stories change as you're kind of rewriting them. Are there any that just like completely became about something that you didn't know that they were about or just like really dramatically changed?
Yeah. Yeah. Any of these? Yeah. I mean, I think they all are like that. I mean, it's a little bit blurry for me to recreate what they looked like originally. But one of the reasons, thank you for reading that, the end of that last story, because I feel really nervous about that story when I think about it, because it hadn't gone through all its changes by the time we published it. It was like, it seemed underdone to me. And I don't, it wasn't the prose in particular. It was just the sense that it hadn't gone through all of its changes. And I don't even know what that means to have gone through its changes exactly, but it just hadn't settled into its final form yet.
How many times do you generally do revisions? How's your revision process? I take it is rather extensive.
Yeah, it's so, I mean, extensive is a strong word for it. It's very kind of tedious and laborious and slow and unproductive. But it's hard. I mean, it seemed to me like in the, like even before computers, people used to type out revisions so they would have some sense of how many revisions they'd done. I just don't even know. Like the way I work is once I get sort of a few paragraphs down and I know it's going to be a short story, then I have this intermediary paper that has a list of tasks on it. And so that's beside the computer. And that has things like, you know, write a paragraph about a bird that I want that's going to mean something. And then, like, research this mountain. And then, like, try to think about the ending. So I think I get scared of just going directly into the work itself. I just don't even know. It's just like this big mess that I can't grasp. But if I've got this list of tasks, I can do that. And then one of the tasks is to write 10 more items on the task list. And then when I get to that, I do 10 more. And those are just kind of like, I mean, those are sort of free-floating. They're just like things that I want to do. And then I developed this theory, which I still don't know if this is good. I need like other writers to test it, which is that you should revise according to the things you love. You should find what you love and just keep making those stronger and better. And then according to this theory, which has never been proven, the bad things will just sort of fall away.